It's a good win, a good performance, and a clean sheet, so I'm delighted.
Okay, what was the key for it? What stood out for you in that performance?
I thought we were decent. I thought we went forward pretty well. We caused them problems. I thought the way Gary McSheffrey played today, everything good that we did went through him in the first half. I thought we were controlled. I thought it was controlled. Everything that Gary did, I thought that we got plenty of opportunities to get the ball in the box or to get it in and around the box, and we had plenty of opportunities to shoot. Some we spurned, some we turned down. And then we got a scruffy goal, of the type that you are hoping to get at times. You can never always score the perfect goal, but it was a perfect goal as far as getting our noses in front was concerned. And it fell to Paddy, which is fantastic because that's him off and running again at the right time. So I thought we were good. I thought there were some good performances. I thought Theo ran the line really well. I thought there was some good rotation up the top. I thought Kevin was excellent. Apart from when I can't understand why he went down. He may have got clipped, but I think he was still in and he had a chance to score. But that's only nitpicking because I thought he was very good today. And I thought we grew into the game at the back because I thought we were a bit tentative. Certainly when Alex had put that right and he started meeting the ball before rather than letting it bounce or waiting to see things that happen and making things happen for himself. And that's when we started to control the game 100%. And I'm delighted with the win. I'm delighted with the clean sheet. And again, it moves us up to 17th, I believe. And you know, we're probably on the verge of the playoffs again. But we keep going. We'll keep our heads on the job and make sure that we're rested in time for the game on Tuesday night because it's another hard game.
How important is the timing of this victory given where you are at the moment?
Well, it's about time, isn't it? I mean, it's nine games, which is a hell of a long time for this group of players. You know, I think there's still a lot of football to play. But what it does do is it gives everybody that belief around the place. We still believe in the dressing room anyway, and the confidence comes back into the players. And you could see that they weren't lacking in any confidence. That's a team there, Peterborough, who've gone on an unbelievable run and have got themselves into the playoff positions themselves. So anything can happen. You know, I think as long as we are together and the supporters, I asked for before the game, they delivered brilliantly. They were behind the players and the team 100%, which I thank them for because sometimes it's not easy. You know, they pay the money and, you know, I feel for them. And, you know, at times we haven't delivered enough for them, but it's the level that we're playing at means it's never always going to be perfect. It's never always going to be a bed of roses. But, you know, I think that they've seen today that the team have given 100%. We've got that clean sheet for them and the 3 points are there for them as well. So it's certainly something to build from.
Is the clean sheet almost as important as the 3 points?
Massively, because, you know, you've got to at some point put the wood in the door and stop the leaks and stop the rot. So I'm pleased with that. We can't go away from that focus. I thought both Isaiah Osborne and John Lundstrom were immense in the middle of the pitch and got better with the ball as the game went on. So, you know, I think there were a lot of really good performances today.
Picking one out, Theo Robinson, what's he brought to the side?
Well, he's brought two goals. You know, he's brought that impact that I said that he generally brings to teams. Like I say, we're still waiting for his partner to give birth, but
hoping it's in the next couple of days.
Yeah, we told him it's got to be over the weekend now. But they'll get. He's done great. I mean, because he's held the ball up, he's gone past one or two. He's created some opportunities. He creates openings. He's got a lot of pace. He tired there. I mean, he's not played for 3 months before he came here, so he's done great. And then obviously Dave Sires coming on gives him a real boost, and it really got the crowd up as well, which was really nice.
Yeah. When did you make the decision on that one? When did you know you'd play?
I've watched him over the couple of games that he's played in the. In the reserves, and he scored three goals, and he's like a ghost, you know. And I also wanted to have as many goals potentially on the pitch as I could get, and you know, knew that we could do that because of Peterborough and the way that they play and the shape that they play. You know, I think you've got to take each game on its merits, and you know, sometimes that's the right way to go, and sometimes it's not. But we're thankful that we've done well. Dave's done well enough to be involved. I wanted to give him a boost because I know how he's worked since I came in. I've been in 6 months and seen him work. But it's not just a gimme. It's one of those where he deserves it because he's worked his socks off. He's got to a level of fitness that gets him involved. And that was his goal now achieved, his first goal achieved of playing again this season, which is a fantastic achievement.
Could he start now if you wanted to go down
there? No, he's a bit away from that. Well, you try and get him to a level where he's played 10 minutes. He's played 10 minutes of first team football and plus the added on 25 minutes or whatever that was. So he's played his part and he's got his psychological boost.
Okay. No Liam O'Neill in the squad. Was that purely down to the loans or is there an injury?
He's injured. He got injured the other day. So Liam will be out for a period of time I don't know how long yet.
What's the injury?
His ankle. He was injured in training, and it was just an innocuous thing. He got his studs caught in the ground, and Sean McAllister gave him a dig behind, and it's just one of those things, an innocuous thing where it was just a challenge, and his foot stuck in the ground, and he's hurt his ligaments. To what extent, don't know yet.
A fan suggested to us he'd seen him leaving in a plaster cast yesterday.
Yeah, he's got a boot on, and that's primarily because he wants to, we need to make sure that the swelling is restricted.
Okay. How's Niall Canavan went off with the head injury?
Gone for a CT scan.
How bad does it look?
It was a cut head, and it's a bad cut. It was a horrible gash, but I fully expect him to be okay. But again, he's gone for precautions, just to see if there's any other damage other than the superficial cut.
Okay, just looking ahead now, what will you need to do taking from this performance into MK Dons on Tuesday?
I want to enjoy this win first before I start moving on to the next one, which is difficult to do at the best of times. But I know what we'll need to do against them. I'm going to go and watch them at Swindon tomorrow, and that'll give me a little bit more food for thought.